We now welcome to the call the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Jimmy Laycock. Good morning, Coach Laycock.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Quite a victory for you guys on homecoming in Williamsburg, come from 14-3 down to win 24-17. Give me your breakdown and analysis on that victory.
Well, obviously it was it's good to get a win, good to get a conference win, good to win at home in front of a really nice crowd, great atmosphere. I don't think we played a great game overall. I certainly think we played very well in the fourth quarter, and when we really made some plays in the fourth quarter. But, we hung in there. We kept playing hard and hung in there. We didn't have any turnovers, which anytime you go into a conference game or any game, turnovers, you feel good. And, we made, we got two big interceptions from Aaron Swinton that really turned the tide. The first one really was crucial, and then obviously the second one tacked on some more points. So we're pleased to get the win.
We're here with William & Mary head coach Jimmy Laycock. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. We've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from Dave Johnson with the Daily Press.
Hi, Jimmy. Not in terms of what might happen in this term of staying alive for the postseason and all, but how important was this win just for the psyche of the team after the losses in a row?
Well, anytime you haven't won for a while, getting a win's big, especially, we're coming off the game against JMU, which I thought we played well, came up just a little short. And then, to keep coming, the fact that we were down 14-3 and they were driving, and it's very easy to pack it in and say, oh, no, here we go. But I just really, really impressed with the way our players and our coaches just hung in there and kept going at it and found a way to win. So yeah, it was important.
I would imagine that. I suppose there's never really a bad time for a bye week, but you guys have been obviously very banged up. This week will probably be good for you guys, I would assume.
I hope so. I hope we can take advantage of it and rest some guys and heal some other guys up and look at some other players that need to get reps. And we certainly hope we can use it effectively.
And if I could just follow with one more, you guys were able to get Christian in the offense a lot actually. How important can he be to for you guys the rest of the year? Do you feel?
Well, he's a good player, and he's getting better and better. And he had an excellent week of practice. And with Devontae kind of limited, we wanted to target him a few times more, and he responded with a hard week of work and practice, and certainly performed outstanding in the game. I thought he had a really good game. Yeah.
Thank you.
Jimmy, I know one of the areas that you guys were really beat up is up front on your defensive line. And how hard is it to stop a team that you know that's going to come with power running like Delaware does with those injuries you had front? And then do you feel like that some of those guys are going to be able to get back, or is it something you're just going to have to adjust to the rest of the way?
Well, I so far as getting guys back, I don't know. We'll have to see. We were thin going into the game, and then we had a couple get banged up in the game. And, I think our defensive coaches really worked hard at making adjustments to try to put some players out there in some kind of semblance of a defensive front where we could at least hold on. And again, as you mentioned, going against against Delaware, I think they have an outstanding offensive line and a running back, great running back in Jefferson. So we kind of hung in there and, did the best we could, and it turned out to be good enough.
Got another follow-up question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your follow-up question is from the line of Dave Johnson with the Daily Press.
Jimmy, I was just wondering what your schedule is this week for the players. Any extra time off, things like that?
Yeah, we'll give them time off. We won't go out tonight. We'll practice Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Then we'll give them next weekend off, the chance for them to get away and relax a little bit. And then we got four big ones coming down the stretch, so we'll get some rest and get energized, get ready to go next week with that.
And I know you said to Rob a second ago you weren't really sure about certainly injured players. The one guy I was curious about, and I don't know if he follows in this category, is this Grider, is Peyton. Are you hoping? Well, I'm sure you're hoping, but are you thinking he might be back?
I don't know. I don't know, Dave. I told the trainer I did not want to see him yesterday. Sundays have not been real good when I meet with our trainer, so I told my trainer, Andy, I didn't want to see him yesterday, so I'll see him today.
Okay, thanks.
That fourth quarter, you talked about the big fourth quarter interception, the first one by Aaron Swinton, and you guys respond with an 80-yard drive after that interception. What did you do especially well on that drive that maybe you hadn't been able to get going?
We converted on some third down situations. Another time we had to convert on a fourth down, but we converted, really. And that was one of the biggest things that was holding us back offensively. We were moving the ball fairly well, but then we just for one reason or another, couldn't convert on some manageable third down situations. And we got that going. And I think Steve was, I think in the fourth quarter, he was 9 for 9 throwing the ball. So that helps a lot, too. And, of course, Kendall's running really, really hard. He's running hard the whole ball game. So, it's kind of just, executing things and doing things pretty well.
Is Steve getting back to where you'd like him to be? Obviously, he struggled some early, but played well last week at JMU. And then, as you touched on, Saturday, 24-31 for the day, pretty efficient, especially late in the second half. Is he getting back to where you'd like to see him?
Well, let's hope so. I had a good game Saturday. Especially like I said, in the crunch time, the fourth quarter, we had to get things done. He got them done for us, running and throwing. In fact, he had a big run that would have really set us up. That was negated with a penalty. So I mean, he played very, very well in that part of the game.
And then you guys down four decide to go with an onside kick, which you're able to recover. What was the thought process in calling that play?
Well, coaches told me they thought it was there, and so it's just a matter of, at that point in time, we had a little momentum, and we were, so banged up on defense that I felt like it was worth the gamble to say, and we'd executed that in practice for a number of weeks, and, I thought it was worth the gamble given the situation that we were moving the ball on offense, and defensively we were struggling a little bit at that point with our personnel, so let's go with it.
Going into this bye week, how important to get some momentum, and do you feel like you now do have some momentum going into the second half of the year?
Well, I don't, so far as momentum, I don't know. I think we've played well in spots in the last few games, and we need to keep going. We need to keep going. We'll see how we can. I don't feel like we're disrupt any momentum insofar as the open day. I feel like it's something that we can use in a positive way to keep us moving forward, hopefully.
All right, Jimmy, thanks for your time today. Enjoy the bye week, and we look forward to talking to you again next week.
Okay, take care.